This is Fresh Air. French-Canadian clarinetist and composer François Uhl is an improviser and interpreter well-versed in modern jazz and new composed music, and he often works with international collaborators in all sorts of settings. François Uhl's new album is for a half-Canadian, half-American quartet. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
François Uhl's new album, Recoder, brings together two pairs of longtime collaborators from either side of the border. Clarinetist Uhl and guitarist Gordon Gradina are mainstays of Vancouver's lively improvised music scene, working together in a few bands. New York bassist Mark Elias and the drummer Jerry Hemingway go way back, notably in the trio Bass Drum Bone. The bassist and guitarist also have history. All four together have a good feel for ensemble give and take. Many fine clarinetists in modern jazz and improvised music. Since clarinet is not so loud, players often appear in quieter settings where they don't have to yell. This quartet is something else. François Uhl has recorded with a few guitar players, but they're rarely as amped up as Gordon Gradina here, egged on by bass and drums. The music can be tricky and thorny, but a springy beat always helps. On this project, François Uhl didn't want to be the soloist way out front, but to find a few ways to fit clarinet into the ensemble texture. There's a quiet interlude on his composition, Bowen, where clarinet fuses with guitar to produce a sound unlike either, where guitar's percussive attack married to mellow clarinet long tones can sound like a vibraphone playing single notes. Like other guitarists, Gordon Gradina will coax a variety of timbres from his equipment. In one sequence on Recoder's title track, his picking on muted strings and between the bridge and tailpiece turns guitar into a metal percussion instrument, part of a de facto drum trio with Jerry Hemingway's kit and Mark Elias' thumping bass. To offset all the density and activity, Francois Houle intersperses the band tracks with quiet clarinet miniatures for himself and bassist Helias, who learned to read music playing clarinet back when and recently picked it back up. Here, Mark Helias takes the top line. The ghostly undercurrent is Houle simultaneously playing both the top and bottom halves of a disassembled clarinet, each with its own mouthpiece. Recoder was recorded in New York in September 2019, before COVID-19 changed the jazz world like everything else. Much discussion of the impact of the virus on jazz centers on the collapse of live gigs, although streaming performances have been a boon to fans and musicians needing a fix. But C19 has also made international collaborations like this one and dozens of others impossible for now, on stage or off. At least not with all the musicians in the same room. Maybe they can tour next year, leader Francois Houle hopes. Maybe.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed Recoder, the new album by Francois Houle. On tomorrow's show, our interview with singer, songwriter, guitarist, and mandolin player Marty Stewart. He's being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame's class of 2020. Stewart began his career at the age of 13, playing with bluegrass legend Lester Flatt, and then played with Johnny Cash's band before going solo. I hope you can join us.